One caravans on the mountains, one caravans from the sea, one caravans made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
Hey everybody, this is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world, WWCR 5890 on your radio dial. Glad to have you in here tonight. Also, you may perhaps be joining us through internet, and we appreciate you being online with us tonight. And we got a great message for you. Part one, I may do several on this. Related to cosmic destiny. Did you know that the heavens declare the work of his hands? And that in the coming years that we have, if we have that coming years, most people believe that we're in the end times. I'd like to give you a scripture tonight to indicate of what is still to come. And the great cosmic battle, we're relating to, of course, Revelations chapter 12, where, particularly in verse 7, it begins the timetable of war in heaven, cosmic destiny. Do you have your part with the Son of Man made visible through a flesh body, Yahweh in a flesh body made visible? Or do you have your part with the one that has his part in the lake of fire? You know, it's choosing time. You can't be straddling the fence. You can't be giving your heart to the cares of this world. You must open your Bible, get serious, get on your knees, pray, and obey that form of doctrine that was delivered to you. Now, we all know that war, from our own experience in the military, contains what is called a secret element. That is, they labor for surprise and they want to know what the enemy knows. Now, we don't know when this battle, this cosmic battle, started in the heavens. We don't know when it will end. Is there a two-part to the end of this? Are we going to pause, have a pause in the action? The Bible indicates that that may be true, that Michael and his angels that warred against the dragon and his angels, that Michael prevailed, and he took becoming victorious over these angels that rebelled, Satan and his angels, was spoken out throughout the Bible, the watchers, some good, some bad, and their destiny, it seems like, is written in the heavens. The sign of the Son of Man coming. Christ told us in the 21st chapter of the book of Luke to watch for his return. And the return was that we should not let this day come upon us unaware. So in the last days, begin to look up. When you see these signs, look up. Now, if Satan was taken to the deep, we use this as cosmic or space, deep space, places we've never been. We're not permitted, although we have the governments that go up into space, they claim, and they look around in their spacecraft, very feeble contraptions compared to what is described in the Bible, with the chariots of Yahweh. In Psalm 68, we're told that there's quite a few of them. Now, chariots. What did he mean by chariots? Well, have I told you often in this cosmic destiny, Elijah was party, invited aboard one of these chariots, and rode it out of this dimension where he went, I don't know. Did he have the same body that he lived in? I would think so. Was it translated into a cosmic body? I don't know. I assume it was, because we can read about the adventures of Elijah coming back in a new body in the womb of the little Hebrew girl that was acquainted with Mary, who was 6 months later. She herself was impregnated by Yahweh himself. The Bible said, and he did unto her, and she conceived. Well, we know, ladies and gentlemen, that Zechariah's wife, she was pregnant with this same being who had been here before in the personage of Elijah. Christ verified that in the 17th chapter of the book of Matthew. And so then, here we have a continuous cosmic destiny, if our names are on the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world, if we knew him before the foundation of the world, he knew us, and he uses us in this relationship that will never die, that we're sons of light, we're not sons of darkness, and that Satan, in this war that waged in the heavens. Well, you say, oh, well, the Bible just says that it happened, but it really didn't happen. They're not up there running around in spacecraft shooting at one another like we do down here with our F-16 jets, dropping bombs and bombing people. Well, war is war. Now, whether it was a spiritual war, like you're trying to make out like it was, and this cosmic destiny of the results of this war, which is done told to us, Michael won the battle, and he took Satan and his angels into the deep. Well, ladies and gentlemen, right in the center of what we describe in our solar system, we have what is called the Milky Way. And in the cosmic timetable, we have the time when the ecliptic plane and the sun will meet in the center of the galaxy. Now, it's between the constellation of Sagittarius and Scorpio. At this time, the light from the sun will penetrate the dark hole in the center of the universe. Now, this is a cosmic mystery. And our destiny is found somewhere within the truth of what I'm going to describe to you before your overcoming mission that's appointed to you to keep the faith, to be honest and truthful, and not to deny his name. Now, we know that in the interlude between the binding of Satan and the point of when he's released, what type of cosmic trigger would Yahweh use, and it's described in the 20th chapter, if you will, of the book of Revelations, that an angel was seen coming down from heaven. And he took the chain or the restrainer off of the place where Michael had bound Satan and his angels for a Yahweh period of time. It says 1,000 years. Now, we know that one day is 1,000 years and 1,000 years is one day. So we believe that basically the timeline and the timetable that we're talking about is coming here. It's recorded that in just a few days, not many, we're going to get into that just in a moment, and show you in the consolation that's mentioned in Job 9:9, in the consolation that's mentioned by Yahweh to Job in 38:31, and the description that David gives of the heavens and the stars relating in this cosmic timetable that we're laying out for you tonight, that you could get a grip on what is to transpire. Now, we know that the wheels of the cosmic timetable turn very slowly. And so, don't expect this coming, as a lot of people do, that 2012 could be the end of the world. We don't believe that's going to happen. We believe it's a cosmic destiny of the timetable to begin the final, you know, because Christ said, well, the end is not yet, for nations shall rise against nation. And we do believe that the new world order is preparing the people on earth for this cosmic timetable. I think they're privy to it. Even the devils that Christ cast out of the Legion, a man named Legion, they were a lot of them there. And I find it very interesting, and you may also find it interesting, that they said to Christ, the Redeemer, they said, what are you doing? Have you come to destroy us before our time? Now, ladies and gentlemen, in this timetable that I'm talking about, even the devils knew their timetable. You know, the stork knows when he's going to bring forth These things are noticeable and notable in relationship to discerning the times that we live in. We ought to know that at this planetary crossing of the cosmic line in the timetable of time, that somehow there's a code here. And we are talking about the light that would enter from the sun down into the dark hole. This is the first time it's happened, noticeably, in 26,000 years. It won't happen again. At this point in our cosmic timetable that I'm laying out for you, it won't happen again for 26,000 years, as the timetable and the wheels of the universe turn very slowly. I've then related to you how Yahweh counts time. He may count it just a little bit different than you do on a 24-hour period scale. Matter of fact, I'll give you a reference. He told Adam that he would die the day that he disobeyed him. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it was 900-plus years before Adam died, proving that Yahweh looked at Adam in his timetable as 1,000 years. And so no man has lived past 1,000 years, but he was meant to live in the timetable of righteousness. He was made and created to live forever. Now, has Satan aged one day from the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3, where he was told that he would constantly war with the woman's seed, and the woman's seed would constantly war with him? Well, we find in chapter 12 of Revelation again that the angelic beings warred against one another. We find in Genesis chapter 1 that the earth became void and dark. Yahweh doesn't create darkness. It was already there. Something put that darkness there. Something caused the light not to shine. And ladies and gentlemen, in this cosmic timetable that I'm talking about tonight, it could possibly happen within a year of my bringing you this cosmic timeline, that the light from the center of the Milky Way could lighten the deep dark hole that lies precisely where this X, and therein we talk about Planet X, a lot of the news is about a planet called X, and that's the planet of crossing on this cosmic timeline. It may actually tell us our cosmic destiny, where we're bound. Christ related, "I go to prepare a place for you." Now, this place is made somewhere, built, perhaps in another dimension of time. We don't know because we don't understand the universe. But the Bible says that things are not as it appears to your eyes, that what you see is not be what you're going to get. The earth is going to roll back like a scroll, and then shall all the earth mourn. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the earth is going to be blessed, and I'm fixing to read it to you here, and prove it to you that Satan's coming could be nigh at the door. Once he's released from the deep and the darkness, and the darkness of the deep, when he's allowed to escape intentionally, and then there is a prophetic prophecy spoken in the Bible on this cosmic timeline. Woe, woe, woe. And that woe, woe, woe was given to the inhabitants of the earth. Now, we know that we haven't seen Satan in his acts of desperation. He knows he has but a short time. Now, Satan knows within the framework of this timetable, when he arrives on the earth, and he's coming, some people say he's going to be the man of sin. Some people are going to say this, and some people are going to say that. But the Bible says very plainly how Satan is coming back. He's coming back as God. According to the book of the Thessalonians, now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together with him, let me ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled either by spirit or by word or by letter. Now, let's hold that scripture right there for a moment, and let me continue here as we read further. Let no man deceive you, for though the day of the Messiah had come. Now, you see that? Not did come, but had come. It was had could be suggesting that it could be a deception in the cosmic timeline. He could come as posing as the one we call Jesus Christ here in the Bible, which we know as Yahweh in the flesh body. Now, at this cosmic timetable event, at the planet of crossing, would be an appropriate sign in the heavens for you to look for that woe. But the Bible says that the earth will receive him as God or as a Christ. The earth will rejoice. He'll come in peacefully. He'll come in with inventions. He'll come in with technology. He will come in with mighty power, signs, and lying wonders. Here he is, folks, in 2 Thessalonians. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come. That means there was a long interlude between the appearing and the disappearing and the reappearing. Now, Satan was seen in the garden. He was dealt with severely. There was a curse put upon his offspring. They're called Canaanites in the Bible. Other angels, we find out in Genesis 6, just a few short years, these other angels transgress in the likeness of Satan's pattern in the garden. They too brought forth these mighty ones called Nephilim from what the Bible describes as watchers, where Michael and his angels warred with them in Revelation chapter 12. Now, whenever that came about is a mystery. Only the ones that plan and make war on this cosmic timetable would know that. But you would know, if Satan knows he has a short time, surely you can see the signs coming. And let me remind you again, ladies and gentlemen, we are being set up for War 3. We're being set up for hard times financially. We're going to accept these. The foundational world, Yahweh knows them that are his. Even some of them will fall from their steadfastness and betray one another, and you can see that going on in a large scale. Let me read on. Find out who this son of perdition, the son of perdition. He opposes He opposes. He's not God. He opposes God. He's not the Mighty One, but he will claim to be. He will bring his angels, and they will deceive the very elect. Impossible. They will do miracles and signs, lying signs, the Bible says, and wonders. Are you beginning to see some of the tumblers on the lock system being unlocked in your mind? Can you see this happening? He exalts himself. Now, we know that Almighty Yahweh was very humble. He didn't exalt himself. He made himself of no reputation. He was a very humble man when he came in a flesh body. Satan will oppose this wicked son of perdition. He's going to oppose God, and he's going to exalt himself above all that is called God. Can you see that, ladies and gentlemen? Satan coming to earth. Satan being a real being. He don't have to be born. He don't have to be some man that comes out of a woman's belly again. He is alive right now, this moment, and after he's released from the deep, he's got a destination, planet Earth, in the timetable that is appointed him, and he knows his appointed time will be short. Now, saying that, that could go on in the timeline of Yahweh's thinking. That could go on for 100 years. Or 200 years. Folks, we're not fixing to have disasters to bring in the end time. We may have disasters. We're warned that wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes and famines and things of this nature, Christ saw this time. But he said Satan is coming. And notice what he says. He exalts himself and opposes God and all that is called or worshipped so that he will sit as God in a temple that they're already making. The Illuminati and the secret orders. You see, Satan loves the secret orders. He loves the things that I told you in the war. He's employed a lot of these beings that love to do things in secret to hide them from you. Did you know that the Norwegian government is building? Now, the Norwegian government is just a small nation. We know that. But let me give you a little scenario of what they're doing. According to one of the officials that spoke secretly. Now, not all these are loyal government demons working for a demon government. He says that they're building more and more underground bases and bunkers. When asked, he said it was simply for the protection of the people that will be chosen. And he gives the number of how many would be picked out of the people of Norway. Now, if you'd like to have that article, write me, and I would be glad to send it to you because of the return of Planet X forecast to come in between 2009 and 2012, as he said. It will set the tone for these that the Bible will acknowledge that they would pour into the earth, as in the book of Haggai. And it tells us in the second chapter there that they will go into the dens of the earth. It tells us also in Revelation that they would go in to the dens of the earth. And his voice shook the earth. But now, he has promised, talking about Yahweh, saying, Yet once more will I shake not only the earth, but listen, I will shake the heavens. In Haggai chapter 2, verse 7. Now, this expression that he uses here, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken. Remember, it's the two shakings. When Satan caused the fall, that was a great shaking in the earth. When he returns to the earth, that will be another great shaking. As of created things, in order for those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving an unshakable kingdom that we're in, we should remain loyal and not be shook, for only those things that cannot be shaken by Satan, who will try you in this struggle that's coming up on earth. Now, notice that our Heavenly Father is to appear after Satan. He's coming in flaming fire. Now, let's see what he says here in the book of Revelations, in chapter 6, verse 12. I watched, said John, as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. Ladies and gentlemen, we know in this cosmic times that we live in, we have been told that there is a comet in our heavens that is heading towards Earth, but they're not worried about it. And Helene passes, if you will, they say it will pass to the Earth as close, it's real close, but in space it's not. It's no problem, and it will pass, if you will, on October the 17th, that's next month, during the Festival of Tabernacles. Now, if it's not a comet, which in 1983 they recognized it was a dwarf star as big as Jupiter, wreaking havoc in the universe, and they wrote an article and acknowledged it, and then they made disclaimers, and notice what's going to happen here. Remember the Bible talked about the sun turned black like sackcloth? The whole moon turned blood red? The stars in the sky on this cosmic timetable fell to earth as late figs dropped from a fig tree. Now, what I believe that this is telling us, that Satan is making his entry upon the earth. There will be earthquake of change. People will rejoice. They'll build him a temple. He will do miracles and signs and wonders. There will no longer be a spiritual light from the sun. The moon will no longer keep its time for the Sabbath. The stars in the sky fell to earth. That's the angelic beings that fell from their steadfastness to be bound in the earth or into the deep, and to be released, I believe it could be, cosmically discerned, as the time of the crossing, when the light from the sun for the first time in 26,000 years. Therefore, Satan should have known these things. He would have known that now, by now, he only has a short time. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, he's coming, and the stars of heaven fell to earth as late figs dropped from a fig tree shaken by a strong wind. That's the cosmic wind of change. The sky receded like a scroll. That means that this thing is now no longer a secret. Satan has come out, declared himself as God, which he's not. But as God, he hates everything that Yahweh has ever presented as truth. And the heavens will roll back like a scroll. You'll be able to read the signs of the times. And every mountain, notice, and every island was removed from its place. That means that there's going to be a great shaking, like we read here in Haggai chapter 2. He's going to shake not only the earth, but he's going to shake the heavens till whatever can't be shook will be the only thing that remains. Because, listen what happens. The generals, the rich men, see the militaries, might of these nations will be given to Satan. The rich will serve Satan. Not many rich and not many noble is going to be called into this kingdom. The mighty, that's the Illuminati, and the international bankers and cartels of evil. Every slave and every free man hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountain. Do you know that they're actually telling you, because of the fear of the coming of Planet X, for those who believe it's coming, that they're suggesting if you can't get in an underground shelter, find you a cave. Ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do when the wrath of the Lamb comes? Because he's going to shake them out. Remember, everything that can't be shaken. Well, the earth is going to shake, and they'll shake, and they will come out, and listen what they're going to cry. Fall on us. Hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne. Well, I thought Satan was already enthroned on the earth. He is. I thought it said that he was going to oppose as the son of perdition. He is. But he's going to be a good guy. There's no demand for good people. There's a demand for people that are right, not good. Many will say, haven't we done good things on your behalf? And he'll say, I don't know you. See, Satan can have you doing good, thinking that you're doing the Lamb a service, and tell you to kill those that serve the Lamb. For the great day, fall on us, hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand? Revelations chapter 6, verse 12. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do when that day comes? Are we going to be able to stand? Are we going to be able to walk up right? Well, let me tell you some of the alignment dates of Planet X, if it so should come. September the 11th, Planet X would have been, back in September, that was just last month, on the 11th, it would have been its closest point to the sun. The distance that is Earth to the sun, and it began to cause a chaos on the Earth. We remember, I told you last Saturday night on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy that we've had more destruction in the last 11 year or months of the year than we've had basically entirely in the last 100 years. For the cost and the destruction and the replacement, it is unprecedented. Now notice, September the 27th, Earth will line with the sun and Planet X. And it's could wreck. We've already passed September the 27th, of course, and we've already fulfilled September the 11th at its closest point. That means that it could be drawing near, coming into our solar system. Notice this. On September the 30th of last month, Planet X aligned with the Sun and Mercury. We had earthquakes at that time. We've had more earthquakes. Matter of fact, in the western side of our nation, we had hundreds of earthquakes going off as the seismic readers was telling us, too numerous to count. The earth is shaking. All over the earth, we've had earthquakes, we've had tsunamis, and we've had problems galore. We had the states burning, fires igniting spontaneously everywhere. Well, on October the 17th, now notice this, Planet X, if there is one, ladies and gentlemen, will be closest point of distance to the Sun and to the Earth. Planet X, if there is such a planet, will reach the closest point to Earth from a distance to the Sun, and that date is predicted of a possible massive earthquake with the influence of this planet. It could be the sign of the Son of Man, or it could be the sign of Satan coming. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. You could get a precursor, if you will, or a warning sign from the heavens. That's why we call it cosmic destiny. Could these times already be figured out? And could they come upon you unaware? Now notice this. On October the 20th, now on the 17th it's the closest, on October the 20th, Planet X will become farthest from the Sun than Earth. In other words, it will go out from the Sun farther than it is from Earth for the first time. That's another alignment, conjunction, probability of great magnetic disturbances, not only on the Earth but in the Sun. So these dates, don't let them come upon you unaware. Be ready. Now, a lot of people are going into the caves and the dens and in underground shelters. The government, just like Obama, back here in September the 26th, he made his way to one of the largest known underground shelters on the earth, beneath the Denver airport. And he happened to be there. Did they expect something to happen? And it didn't happen? Is Yahweh playing X and O's? Is he going to pull some surprises? Could be. Because if he has sent Planet X, the planet of crossing, ladies and gentlemen, this is the planet that is described in the book of Mesopotamia, the tablets that have been interpreted even back in Babylon. It started with Babylon. Could it end with Babylon? Could Babylon fall, that great and that mighty system that has been created by earthlings and Satan with his instructions to defy Yahweh? Well, ladies and gentlemen, on November the 4th, just right after our tabernacles this year. Now, we ain't talking about years to come. We're talking about this year. Earth enters Planet X in all of the debris field that follows the Earth. You can see it on the model that they display. You can see the Earth if Planet X follows its projected orbit, then we could enter on November the 4th into this asteroid debris that follows this planet, this giant dwarf brown star, dead star is what it is. Would it be fitting for Satan to live on something dead because he's dead, twice dead, and the people that serve him are going to be plucked up by the roots, just like Yahweh said, he's going to shake them out of the dens from beneath the earth where they hide, where they plan to survive. Notice this. You can expect from the tail of Planet X and the Earth to enter through its tail, and who knows what could happen. The Earth could be shook and reel to and fro like a drunken man. We know it's going to happen sooner or later, and it could be cosmic destiny that I'm talking to you about tonight, November the 22nd. Planet X, Earth, and the Sun will align in its last alignment as Planet X moves back out of our solar system, not to return again for 3,600 years. Now, by that time, our Creator, our Savior, could have come before the next Nibiru approaches. We know that we have evidence of the Mesopotamian tablets, and the wise men of that time who actually show us an orbit of the 12th planet. Ladies and gentlemen, we could have the 12th planet right at our door here next month. It could happen. We're not saying it's going to, but it could. The possibility is at the end of the world, no. We will survive. Because there's a lot of things for Satan to do. He's got to deceive those that dwell upon the earth. He has to come in as God, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 and 4. Remember that he's going to sit as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Satan is coming. No wonder they said woe to the inhabitants of the earth. You know, we get these politicians that become gods and or act like gods, and we can't wait to pick out our brightest and our most intelligent politicians to lie to us for four more years in the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all we've ever had. Man is a feeble attempt to represent Yahweh in a flesh body. Now Satan himself, the master masquerader, is coming as God himself. And he will sit in the temple of God created right now by the New World Order. It's going to be in Jerusalem. Oh my. Yeah, that's what the Bible says. He will sit in the temple of God. They're already making that temple for him. Now, if they're going to make it, then Satan's going to come to it because he knows he has a short time. All of these cosmic reminders, maybe this dwarf planet that will cause some damage in the earth will shake. We know that we're having changes in the weather. We're having earthquakes at an unprecedented time of the crossing of the planet. Something's causing it, And we know something's out there because NASA told us so. But they retracted it and said, oh, it's just a little comet. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's more than a little comet doing the damage that 211, we've actually been in this since 208, and we're passing through a timeline here of a cosmic destiny. Don't let it catch you unaware. Don't be caught eating and drinking and drunk on this religious stupidity of the church system that teaches you the fear of the world and not the fear of Yahweh. There ain't a thing we can do, ladies and gentlemen. We look forward to his coming. I know I do. I would rejoice to see him coming tonight. You know why that the world don't want him to come? Because they don't serve him. They don't know him. And they will not walk in according to the scriptures. They have a form of godliness, just like Satan opposing as God when he's not. But he liked to be like the Most High. He liked to fool you. And he will if your name is not written in the Lamb's book. Make your election and your calling sure. Don't let that date and that hour come upon you unaware. Because Yahweh is coming soon to redeem those that kept the faith and didn't deny his name, attended the tabernacle service. Can you think of any place you'd rather be with your brothers and sisters that you love and you would gladly give your life for? With that type of love of gathering? Oh my, it makes me feel so good. And isn't it strange that the feast that we call the ingathering could be choosing up. Choose now, this day, who you will serve. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope and trust that you'll make your way down to Sweetwater, Tennessee. We're starting here next month on the 12th. Well, it'll be this month because we're already, what is the day here? I've lost time. It's Saturday, October the 1st. We'll be meeting here on Wednesday of next week on the 12th. So make your plans to come. Many are planning to come and gather with us. It couldn't be a better time together. Don't let this come upon you unaware. Don't be eating and drinking and running with the wicked. Because Yahweh may close his grace and mercy that he's extended. Blessed are they that are watching when I come. That's what he says. Watch, for you know not in what hour that the Son of Man cometh. Now we know his coming is after Satan, not before. He's going to destroy Satan with the brightness of his coming, and he's coming in flaming fire, and the war that is seen in Revelation chapter 12 will only increase to its final climax. Yahweh will destroy Satan, and he will slay. Listen to me, you think that sweet little Jesus is a sweet little innocent God. Ladies and gentlemen, he is stronger and mightier than all the gods that's worshipped in the earth. He's not a God, he's a Father, and he's coming back for his children that's called by his name. Repent today and be baptized in his name for the remission of sins. You've got a chance. You want to be in that number. My sheep will hear my voice. A stranger, they will not follow. So gather here with us on the 12th of October. We'll be going through the 19th. We're going to be here for 8 days of the festival, and we're going to celebrate. There will be meals prepared for you. There will be Bibles opened and scriptures of truth in this cosmic destiny that we find ourselves in the last days of the festival of ingathering. Make sure you're not outgathered with those that hide in the dens of the earth. They're afraid to see his coming. There's going to be fearful signs in the heavens. Ladies and gentlemen, we just could be in for some things that would make this world reel and rock and tremble. And then Satan, he will fix everything up. He will bring peace. He will deceive the very elect, if possible, and he will sit in the temple as God, showing himself that he is God, and would deceive those whose names are not in the Lamb's Book of Life. I love you. I've got to get out of here tonight. My time is coming on. You've been listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. If you'd like to call me tonight, take my number down. If you'd like to have this CD in its message entirety, just write Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 568. That's all you need. Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 568. Sweetwater. Same word. Sweetwater, Tennessee. 37874. That'll get a letter into Pastor Buddy here. And we will send you a CD of tonight's message. Specify the message, the Cosmic Destiny, or the Planet X. We'll give that to you. That'd be more simple. Whatever you want to. Cosmic Destiny is the name of the CD. Planet X will get it to you. And you can call me. Here I'm live tonight around the world on 5890 WCR every Saturday night at 10 Central, 11 Eastern. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call will be in here with you. We're only on one night a week. Take advantage of this message. Listen to it. Order it and listen to it and see if there's not something to what I've said tonight. And it could possibly be the saving message that you need to hear the truth, and to repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh. Now, my number is 423-333-0392. Now, that's my cell phone. 423-333-0392. My home phone, if you would like to call and leave a message, if the line's busy, just do so. 423-351-1082. Let me talk to you a little about our website. Our website is one of the most visited websites online. We have a wealth of information stored on our website. If you'd like to have information, we have all of the scriptures and all of the articles and all the documents of our belief, along with instruction on how to be saved, written there for your convenience and in the privacy of your home. You can download messages and you can read articles. And you can learn from Pastor Buddy's 55-year-plus in the ministry, serving Yahweh all of those years. And Yahweh has blessed me and given me a spot of love in my heart to warn you and to preach the gospel to save you. To save yourself from this untoward generation. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I see that the old clock on the wall was called Pastor Buddy here, and I've enjoyed sitting in with you tonight, and it's been a blessing. Let us prepare to meet Yahweh. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, what if none of these things come true about the Planet X? Maybe it's just a hoax. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know that there's going to be a time coming when the sign of the Son of Man will reveal itself, and it will be a pointer. Remember, I said that the time is not the end. It's the beginning of Satan's coming. He's worked in this evil system that we've got employed upon earth of the secret Illuminati and the international bankers of the New World Order. They have combined with Satan because they've got Satan's nature. They're his children. You find yourself caught up in the cares of this world, eating and drinking and being merry and unattuned to what's going to happen, well, you just might be on the wrong side. And the Bible says to choose. Make your calling and election sure. I'll see you next Saturday night with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. May Yahweh bless you.